Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much. Hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jason Tatek is with us, folks. T-Tech, I think is how he pronounces it. I'm going to try to say that correctly. He is a master presenter and teacher extraordinaire. He's the author of the upcoming book, Rule the Room, and he's here to talk to us about the thing that most people fear more than anything else in the world. Jason, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to have you here. T-Tech, is that what you said?
Right.
T-Tech. All right. It's spelled T-E-T-E-A-K if you're Googling him. Jason, as you know, most people would rather throw a snake on them than to stand up in public and speak, right? It's the number one.
That's right.
It's the number one phobia of human beings. Why is that?
Well, there are several reasons, but the most common are they lack confidence and fear criticism. Public speaking does not present only one fear. People fear that they may mess up, they'll look stupid, be humiliated, be judged, or do something embarrassing.
What does that say about humans? Our emotions, our feelings are more powerful to us than our personal safety, isn't it?
Well, they really are. I mean, there's four levels of human interaction. The first is cliches, and the second is facts and acquaintances, and the third is the feelings level. And when people get to the feelings level, if they haven't had a chance to explore that level and really get used to it, they really struggle with doing that, especially being put on the spot in front of all those people.
Mm-hmm. There's another reason why I think people have. You talked about lack of confidence. I think you said that earlier. I think people discount what they know, and because you and I both know people that if you met them in an elevator for the first time and asked them to explain to you what this one topic that you just happen to know they know a lot about, on the ride up in the elevator, they could wax eloquently. But if you said, okay, now I want you to speak to these 50 people, they'd collapse. It's folded up like a bad souffle.
Yeah, and that's because they're worried about what those people are going to think about what they know. And part of the reason for this is that public speakers in general, they have a tendency to want to tell people their agenda rather than find out the agenda of their audience.
Right.
One of the biggest things I say is it's not about you, it's about your audience. And so when I work with thousands of speakers all the time, trainers and salespeople and CEOs and all sorts of different folks who get up in front of audiences. And one of the things I teach them is the first thing you need to do is find out what are the key hot spots and pain points of your audience. And then once you make it about them and you start to worry about meeting their needs and stop worrying about yourself, all of a sudden the nerves start to go away. Well, there's a lot of other ways to get the nerves to go away.
Especially modify your presentation for the audience. I was at a gathering the other day, and a lady from the local hospital came and spoke to us about the way germs are passed around, you know, by people who don't wash their hands and things like that. And she gave us the same presentation. This was a civic group. She gave us the same presentation at lunch that she would have given to the healthcare providers there at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And it was a little bit inappropriate for our group, I thought. And so
what you're absolutely right. People don't know how to tailor their approach. And the problem, what Rule the Room does, is able to show you how to practically do that. I call the rest of it theoretical fluff. So tailor your approach to your audience, or overcome your fear of nervousness, or give them what they want. That's all theory. But what I show is how to actually do it. So I'll give you an example. Mm-hmm. Let's say you want to tailor your approach to your audience. The very first thing you do is you send an email to 50 to 100 people that would potentially come to your presentation, and if you or that have already been to it. You find out what the top three things that each of them want, and you get a list of all those, and then you narrow it down to 10. And for each one of those, you write down why someone would want to get that from you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the key, is adults don't do things because they know what they're going to get. They do things because they believe in the message. They know why they're going to get it. I was actually in line to buy an iPad a few years ago, and I looked at the gentleman next to me. There was a good 50 to 100 people in line, and I said, "So you're buying an iPad?" And he said, "Yeah, I'm so excited." I said, "Well, what does it do?" And he said, "I don't know. I've never seen one." And I said, "Well, then why are you in line to buy an iPad?" He said, "It's going to change my life." I said, "Really? What's it going to do? It's going to help me be more organized. It's going to save me time. I'm going to be able to get more things." And he's going on and on and on. He's telling me why he wants the iPad, but he's not telling me what it does. And that's the biggest misconception for people who give presentations, is they start with the what rather than the why. I call this the hook, and you need to start with that. Mm-hmm. The only way you can get it is to take all the takeaways you're going to say and write down why it makes an adult happier, more successful, or have more freedom in their life.
Well, just like when I send out something to, if someone invites me to speak somewhere, I tell them what I'm going to talk about, but then I tell them why they should care.
Right.
I tell them what they're going to learn. In fact, I have one little brochure where I identify a topic, and then underneath it, I put what's in it for you.
Right. And the key is to start with the why, then tell them the what.
Mm-hmm.
Not the other way around. People, the what doesn't compel them until they first believe they have to have it.
Right, right. Well, and that, even that, though, is a little bit in the weeds for people that you and I are just trying to get to stand up in the beginning. And so the first thing I would tell them is, don't talk about yourself. Talk about what you know. You know plenty. You know more than the people in the audience. Believe that and deliver on that. What do you think, Jason?
Well, I think that's a good idea. The problem is most people, sometimes the fear that they have is so overwhelming that they can't even see or think straight when they first stand up there.
And
here's my top three suggestions for this. Number one is to have your content down so well that you've got it down 90-10, where 90% of your brain is able to focus on your audience and only 10% on the content. Mm-hmm. The way to do this is to practice it three times in real time. And if you don't have time to practice the whole presentation three times, then do the first topic and your introduction.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that people get nervous about is they don't know what to say when they first stand up there. They freeze.
Right.
So here's the first three things you should say. Number one, hi, my name's Jason Tiedek. And when you say your full name, not first name, bring your inflections down in the last syllable of your last name. So instead of hi, my name's Jason Tiedek, it's, hi, my name's Jason Tiedek. Sounds more confident.
Mm-hmm.
Then immediately say a one-sentence hook that tells them why you're there and why that will help them. And then tell them your deliverables. What are the top 3 to 10 takeaways they're going to get from listening to you? And when you do this, you're going to be less nervous because you know exactly what to say for the first 30 seconds. And
Jason,
that's the prime time
hold
for
on
nerves.
To that. Hold on to that thought. We've got to take a quick break, folks. We've got more to come about this topic after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.